Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, today's going to be a great podcast. I have somebody who is building podcasts, who's working within this space. It personally helped me when I was launching a book. I hired his company and they got me on countless podcasts. So it's great to have Jeremy Slate, the founder of Command Your Brand, here today. Jeremy, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Hey, Sean, as always, it's great to reconnect, man. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. So just as we, I think podcasts intimidate people in because they, a lot of people want to have a podcast, but they feel like they have nothing to say or how do they do it? And as a person who literally knew nothing when I started mine, got a set of headsets from Amazon and a mic thing and, you know, just figured it out. Even listening to some of them, they're a train wreck, but, you know, there's got to be a starting point. So, but what do you love so much about this space?
I think it's a great place to build relationships and communicate. And if you really differentiate, there's an ability to really connect to people in a different way. Because I think the space is changing a lot. Like it's becoming a lot more long form conversations and unless you really niche, because you look at like what you've done with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur, it's a very particular reason people are coming to you. And it's actually somewhat an outlier because a lot of shows are getting less episodes now and longer. So I think it's a really kind of good place to build relationships.
Yeah, no, there's no question. I've spoken with, you know, more than 20 New York Times bestselling authors. I pinch myself sometimes when the face comes up on the screen and I'm like, and then I look at people that are coming, that I have coming and are people I've done. And I'm like, that just does, you know, it is literally a pinch yourself. Like, I can't believe they, you know, they've been on the podcast or they're going to be on it. Tell me, you know, what advice do you give people that are, you know, let's take it back to this. I mean,
sure.
Who should be starting podcasts?
I don't think everybody. And this is why I would say that, because there's a lot of people that are like, they take the model John Lee Dumas did, which is a very successful model. And he was one of the first ones to do it. But everybody's kind of ripping off that model. And because of that, there's no reason for people to come to you over someone else. So unless you're really going to give different value or a different way of receiving it, then there really isn't a reason to start a podcast. Now, if you understand where this fits in your business model, if this is something to for people to know you, like you, and trust you better and help you to convert more sales because people know you and like you and trust you, then this is something you should be doing. But I think a lot of people start this. I think they're going to get the ads up and make a whole bunch of money. And that's just not the reason to do this.
Yeah, no, I have been offered money, obviously, to, you know, to run ads on my podcast. And none of them have ever connected with what I wanted until one of the companies I happen to be an investor in, you know, it was better for me just to promote a company that I'm familiar with because they've worked with my companies. They're really good. I own an equity stake in it and have made it on the back end.
Well, I know for me, like if I don't promote anything as a sponsor that I don't use. So It has to be something I use because especially on podcasts, it's seen more as a recommendation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do think you have to just be careful whenever you're promoting something and then why you're promoting it. So what initially got you started in podcasting? Obviously you own Command Your Brand, you founded it. You get, you know, basically getting your clients as guests on podcasts around the world. But how did it all get started?
Frankly, because I failed at a lot of different things. I have a master's in ancient history. So I studied how the Roman Emperor convinced people he was God, like not a very usable thing in the world out there. So I failed at network marketing. I failed at life
insurance. What he's not telling you is that he did go to Oxford, though.
I did. I did go to Oxford, and that's where I studied Roman emperor worship.
one of the three foremost schools on the planet.
Yeah. So I failed at network marketing. I failed at life insurance. I failed at Amazon private labeling. We actually went to China, learned how to ship, came back, and you know messed up all that stuff. But anyway, I'd failed at all these different things. And I've been a huge podcast fan since like 2008, like a big Adam Curry fan, who's actually the guy that started podcasting. And I started the podcast in 2015 because I'm like, well, whatever, you know, what else can go wrong? I failed at all these different things. We saw 10,000 listens in our first month. It really took off. And a lot of people started asking for help. And that's why we started Command Your Brand. It wasn't because I was like, all right, I'm going to start a podcast company.
Yeah, no, it is amazing. And I pinched myself. Like I was, again, when I was having lunch with one of my business partners and he's like, Sean, you speak in like short bursts. Like with my partners, I'm always like, listen, I typically my meetings are standing meetings and in 15 minutes, I can give you an hour. And he's like, you know, you ought to do it like a 10-minute podcast. And thus comes the 10-minute entrepreneur. And I like literally I pinch myself because, you know, you get the rankings. So I'm like, was number one in Latvia last week. And I didn't even know where that country is. Like, and I find myself constantly Googling stuff. And like this morning, number 10 in Ireland. And I'm like, you literally pinch yourself because when you start it, my first month, I had two listeners. Mm-hmm. That was my mom and me.
Yeah. I did a keynote in Ukraine in 2019. And I guess that all the people that listened to podcasts were at that keynote. And I was like number one in the country for like 2 weeks. And every once in a while, it'll pop back up. It's super interesting to just kind of see, like, you know, people all around the world checking out your content.
No, it is amazing. So how can you help people that should be podcasting? So let's switch to that. We're going to be,
yeah.
Who should be podcasting, and how do you feel where you guys command your brand can really help them? Because again, I've used you, so I have no problem promoting you.
So what we really do is we help with the guest aspect, but if you're looking to start your own show, I would say, like, number one, you have to have a unique message. And I think that's really important. Number two, be willing to be in this for 6 months to a year minimum. A lot of people are like, all right, if I don't see what I want in the first 30 days, I'm quitting. And at the same time, be willing to learn. I think interview style shows are some of the best things to do because you're connecting with people in addition to building content. Now, in terms of, like, if you're going on other shows, I think number one, that's a great way to promote a show you already have because you don't have to explain to people that podcasts exist and kind of explain to them how to subscribe to them, which that's a whole other can of worms of trying to figure that whole thing out. But you're benefiting from audiences that already exist. And you're able to connect with people that are out there. I think it's a really, really great way to kind of spread the conversation and share it. So if you're starting a show, like I said, you know, differentiate, be different, be willing to be in this for 6 months to a year, you know, have a decent mic, like, you don't have to get something crazy expensive, but also continually work on your interviewing chops, because I think it is something that makes a better conversation.
It's funny that you say that, because I constantly am listening to people give interviews, and I,
yep,
like, as I sit here, I have to the right of me in bold, don't interrupt ever. I do it at least once a podcast. And then it says, listen. Then it says, why are you an entrepreneur? That's my go-to question. You know, and I have, and all these, I mean, and then I have it even bigger in front of me. No rocking. Okay. Don't say, all right. My producer hates that. And then once
my
again,
one is remember to look at the camera. So I'm not like down here.
Oh, so I literally all around me, you'd think a toddler sat in this desk. No, I'm being serious. It's like they have protected me.
I don't know, man. My 3-year-old is better on a microphone and camera than I am. So, like, I don't know. Toddler may be better than I am. I don't know.
I have big button record. That's bad. Record. I did like a week of podcasts and didn't record anybody.
Done that before, and that's so embarrassing.
This
you're
is like 5 years later.
It's yeah.
Like, I just, for whatever reason, I just totally blank because I always hit it at a certain time.
Yeah.
I literally blanked out for like 1 week. And when I went to, you know, put them into the folder in my Dropbox and get everything, you know, downloaded the Libsyn and all that good stuff that my producer does, he goes, you don't have any this week. And I'm like, how did
taking the week off.
Now we're going to get into your sweet spot. Who
yeah.
should be getting on shows, and how do they do that? Obviously they can use your company to do that, mm-hmm. but the value of being a guest on shows.
Well, I think there's kind of one thing people have to wrap their head around first, because a lot of people are like, oh, I want to be on Joe Rogan. I want to be on this one. I want to be on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest things is understanding, is this for impact or is it for vanity? And when you talk to a lot of people, you find out early on, it's actually for vanity. And when you want to make an impact, it's actually about really being deep in a niche and talking to people within that niche. So I say first and foremost, it's being willing to niche down. The other thing as well is realizing, like, yes, you have something to promote. There's a reason you're doing this. People understand that, but at the same time, you want to show up to service the audience with where they're at, because the show is about you and not the and about the audience and not about you. So you need to really show up in that way. But the other thing as well, and this is something I see with experienced guests and I see with brand new guests, is they'll give 50,000 places for people to find them. And it's so confusing because you have to understand what your listener's doing. Are they in a car? Are they on a bike? Are they in the gym? Are they supposed to be working, but not? You know, they're listening to you doing something else. So you need to give them one concise place to listen to go that also connects to some sort of an offer and your email marketing as well.
Yeah, no, I love it. I always tell people, you know, go to SeanCastorina.com. That's where you're going to get a free book. And through that, we'll invite you to, you know, invite you to things that we have. We'll give you a newsletter. But yeah, just so much easier when you, instead of going, oh, and you can find me on, you know, TikTok, you can find me here. you know what? Yeah, it gets absolutely insane. Jeremy, how can my audience obviously take advantage of your company? Because if you want to be a guest on a podcast, again, I've hired their company. They did a great job. And I think it is powerful. I've met more people going on podcasts and just the 2 minutes after the podcast where they're like, yep. Is there anything I can do for you? And I mean, all of that, I've met people.
Yeah, hanging up immediately is kind of the worst thing you can do. Like, be there to talk and hang out.
It is. I'll never forget. You know, I was doing a podcast with Bradley and it was the 30 minutes after that, that set so many things in motion and things that I'm just grateful for. And then I did a podcast with Andy Frisella. It ended up being like an hour and 20 minutes after that podcast. He literally ships my daughter, who's a school teacher, a massive box of his Charlie books and all that. And I can go one after another of what yeah. takes place off the air.
I will tell you, the coolest thing I received is I interviewed Randy Hetrick that started TRX, and he sent me like every new product TRX makes. That was the greatest experience ever.
Yeah, no, and I got the Andy Frisella First Form a box of proteins and everything.
Nice.
Yeah, massive everything, you know, from phase one all the way up to like phase enough to turn you into Godzilla. Jeremy, how can my audience connect with you and your company?
Well, I'm gonna violate what I just said, and I'm gonna give you guys two places to find me. But I'd had a new book come out on June 21st called Unremarkable to Extraordinary, so they can grab that over at
Let's talk about the book for a minute. You know, that is that in my cheat sheet. Your company gets you on my podcast.
Yeah.
I have that. No, I've read over everything.
Okay.
Okay, wait. So I talked to Andy Frisella for an hour and 20 minutes. I can extend this five.
Cool. So I had a book come out on June 21st called Unremarkable to Extraordinary. And I've, you know, hit 1,000 interviews last week, and I've had a lot of things that I've learned that are very much in common with a lot of people I've talked to. And I wanted to share that advice with people because I think there's these ideas that, you know, like you buy this one course or you get this one product and life's going to be easy. And you know, as much as I do, Sean, it's about hard work. It's about consistency. It's about showing up. And it's about a lot of failure that you eventually hopefully learn from. So, you know, some of these stories are like former CIA director David Petraeus, former New York Yankees all-star Johnny Damon. Like, I've gotten to talk to a lot of incredible people and impart that advice on others. And it's been a really, really great experience. It's called Unremarkable to Extraordinary.
No, I love it. And what I've written a few books, obviously. What made you want to write the book? Because we never write it based on, do we think it'll sell one? Do we think it'll sell a million? That's never the reason. Never.
So for me, and this is going to sound weird, I'm somebody that still enjoys a physical book. Like I've always liked that. I like to scribble in them, write them. Yeah. So like for me, I've always been like a book person. I actually collect old and unique books. I have a Chesterton from 1902. I have a copy of War and Peace from 1938. So I have a lot of, I collect books. So for me, it's something I've always had affinity for. And when I started this podcast, the goal was always to write a book. I just didn't know what it would be about, where it would go. And the first version of this I wrote in 2019, I actually threw it out because I'm like, this is terrible. And I rewrote the book right after 2020. And I was really happy with where it came out because we're really able to take a look at what are these key things that if people apply these in their life, like, you know, how can you win by actually going through adversity? You know, how can you lead people individually instead of telling them that you're so important, you need to lead them as a group? Like those things are vital. And if you can learn to do those, you can become extraordinary.
Oh man, I love it. What's the title of the book one more time for my
It's
audience?
Called Unremarkable to Extraordinary.
I love it. Again, I have Jeremy Slate with me, an author and the founder of Command Your Brand. We're going to have his book in the show notes. Listen, Jeremy, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Now tell my audience once again how they can connect.
They can grab the book over at getextraordinarybook.com. It hit number one on Amazon the day it released, which is exciting. They can also check out our company as I put together a great resource for your audience called The 7 Reasons You're Not Getting Featured in Your Favorite Podcasts. And that's over at crushitonpodcast.com. And with the S or without the S, it will work. So crushitonpodcast.com.
All right. I'm actually writing that down. crushitonpodcast.com. All righty.
I bought both URLs in case people think I'm putting an S at the end.
there you go. Smart man. Jeremy, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Sean. This is great, man.
I appreciate it. As I said earlier, this podcast is brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. Yeah, I own a little piece of that because their company works with my companies. They've done an incredible job. If you need more leads, you need more sales, you need more traffic to your site, You know, you stay in business, attracting company customers and selling. They can help you with all that. Again, getstartedmarketing.com. We will talk again real soon. We have great guests. And every week I teach a lesson. Hopefully you learn from that. Again, we're going to talk again real soon.